USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
President Trump at the White House reacting to the Inspector General's report, calling some of the findings regarding FBI misconduct a disgrace.
Incredible. Far worse than I would have ever thought possible. It's an embarrassment to our country. It's dishonest. It's everything a lot of people thought it would be, except far worse.
The report finds no bias, but plenty of misconduct at the hands of some FBI agents, led by former Director James Comey, who Trump fired. The IG, Michael Horowitz, taking almost 2 years to do his investigation, 200 witnesses interviewed, and an almost 500-page report issued. But the U.S. attorney looking into these matters, John Durham, releasing a statement saying he disagrees with some of the conclusions. Now, Durham has the power to prosecute people for criminal activity that took place. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president in my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build the wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation of world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll-free, 844-ROOT-WALL. Or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. Rootwall.com.
In USA News for Your Health, Alzheimer's disease growing at a rate of epidemic proportions. In 2010, there were almost 500,000 people newly diagnosed, but by 2030, the number of new cases expected to rise by 35% as the population ages.
People are living longer. As you go from 65 up, it increases significantly and becomes a common disease.
Dr. Lisa Billers, chief of neurology at Kaiser Permanente in Georgia, says you notice it when a family member or friend can't remember recent things.
The problem in Alzheimer's disease is that you can't encode new memories. So those memories don't stick. They might not recognize someone that they don't know very well but have seen a few times before, things like that.
Dr. Billers says there is medication, but it doesn't reverse the disease. It can slow it down.
Aricept. And then there's also Namenda. Those are the two main categories of drugs. They've been on the market for a long time. They work for some people, but not everyone.
This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Report North Korea throwing insults at President Trump. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the very latest now from Washington, D.C.
President Trump said of his relationship with North Korea's leader as he left the White House on Saturday.
The relationship is very good, but, you know, there is certain hostility. There's no question about it.
Hours later, he tweeted that North Korea's leader Kim Jong-un would never want to void their special relationship by undertaking any hostile acts. But now a North Korean official says in a statement that Trump is a thoughtless and sneaky old man. The North saying it has no plans to cave into U.S. pressure, saying the Trump administration's been trying to buy time ahead of a deadline set by Kim to resume meaningful nuclear talks by the end of the year. Kim Jong-un wants sanctions lifted before he gets rid of a nuclear program. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
First Lady Melania Trump in the Christmas spirit, USA Radio's Tim Berg reports.
First Lady Melania Trump is helping to spread holiday cheer.
The Marine Toys for Tots is one of my favorite events during the Christmas season. Thank you to all of the children who are here today to help.
The First Lady was at Joint Base Anacostia Bowling in Washington, D.C. for the annual Marine Toys for Tots program. She joined dozens to help separate and collect toys for children in need this holiday season. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.